From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. A deadly earthquake hits Ecuador. The death toll from a powerful earthquake in Ecuador has risen to at least 77, and the vice president says it's likely to rise as the quake has caused considerable damage.
Ya los ciudadanos, con la guía de la fuerza pública, han procedido a esta movilización.
Jorge Glass appealed to the people not to ignore instructions by emergency personnel and to move about in an orderly fashion. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck late Saturday along Ecuador's coast. It was felt 170 kilometers away in the capital, Quito. Four U.S. Marine Corps V-22 Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft took off from Okinawa today as American forces in Japan joined the earthquake recovery effort in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense forces troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kagoshima Prefecture as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people believed still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings. At least 41 people have died. 11 are reported missing, feared buried by landslides or trapped below rubble. Myanmar President Thin Kaw has granted pardons for 83 prisoners believed to be jailed for political reasons. The president's office announced the amnesty today, saying Thin Kaw signed the order with the goal of achieving national reconciliation as the Buddhist New Year begins. Myanmar's new democratically elected government, dominated by Aung San Suu Kyi, moved for the action. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer and said that the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose.
And we need to destroy it there so it'll become clear to everybody that there can't be a state. There isn't going to be a state based on this ideology.
Carter spoke during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, part of an effort to get Gulf nations to help Iraq as it fights the Islamic State. He said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once the Islamic State is defeated, to be sure someone keeps them defeated. Carter also plans to talk with Gulf Cooperation Council leaders about how to fight the Islamic State more effectively. He says the military campaign will be accelerated. Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, where refugees have been living in camps. Hassan was one of the refugees.
Thank you for all. We appreciate your prayers for all refugees, especially for Syrian refugees.
The Vatican confirmed that the three Muslim families, including six children, will be housed in the Vatican. Pope Francis said his decision to bring them back to Rome was purely humanitarian and not a political act. However, it comes as attitudes in Europe appear to be hardening over accepting more refugees. The United Nations says the Afghan conflict has caused nearly 2,000 casualties in the first 3 months of this year, showing an increase of 2% compared to the same period last year. The number includes an increase of 11% in civilians wounded, 1,343, but a decrease of 13% in those killed, 600. The fighting has intensified in Afghanistan since the Taliban announced the start of its annual spring offensive last Tuesday, raising fears of increased bloodshed in 2016. In U.S. politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz took all 14 delegates at stake in Saturday's party convention in the state of Wyoming. Even with Saturday's win, Cruz is behind frontrunner New York businessman Donald Trump. Opinion polls have Trump holding on to a wide lead over Cruz, who told supporters they have the power of more than one vote.
I'm not suggesting voter fraud, but if every one of you picks up the phone and gets nine other people to vote, you will have voted 10 times.
It is unclear if that will be enough to propel Cruz ahead of Trump and his other rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich, on Tuesday when New York holds its primary. On the Democratic side, former New York Senator Hillary Clinton holds a double-digit lead in the New York polls over her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.